The House is expected to vote today on a rule to govern debate of the GMO labeling bill currently before the chamber, and ag groups are hoping the bill can pass before Congress takes its summer break. The bill calls for mandatory disclosure of biotech food ingredients, but the disclosure can be done in a number of ways, including a quick response code to be scanned by a cell phone. But the groups that are supporting the bill do so with the knowledge that it might be the best they can get, says American Soybean Association President Richard Wilkins.
The Senate version is not the bill that we want. But it's the bill that we've got. It's the best legislation that we see possible, attainable, to be able to create a solution for this social issue revolving around transparency and the proper disclosure of whether food contains a genetic engineered ingredient or not.
Wilkins says he hopes to see companies use the QR codes to also provide more information about food production.
There's other information that the companies can provide through this disclosure method. Consumers, when they scan that QR code, the legislation says that the fact about whether it contains genetically engineered ingredients or not has to be on the first page when they scan it and their phone opens up. But then it gives the opportunity for other useful information about the way the food is being produced to be passed on. And we hope that that's going to be able to help us with our ongoing efforts to educate customers and consumers about how we produce safe, abundant, and affordable food for them.
Wilkins says ASA will continue its efforts to educate consumers about biotechnology and push for fair rulemaking should the bill be approved.
This bill gives the United States Department of Agriculture a two-year period of time in order to develop the rule for how to apply this required disclosure. We're going to remain engaged during that rulemaking process to ensure that the rule is fair for all citizens involved.
House Ag Committee leaders said on Tuesday that they expect a vote on the rule governing the bill on Wednesday and a vote on final passage on Thursday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.